McCarron, a play action fake, firing over the middle, receiver slipped, and he misses Butler. Akeem Butler covered that time by Corey Mayfield Jr., and Butler falls down, unable to get his hands on the football. Every time Akeem Butler, the offensive player in the year in the UFL, has been targeted today, it has been tough sledding. He has had a target on his back, his front, and both shoulder pads from the secondary for San Antonio. It brings up third and one on the incompletion. 8:30 and ticking to go here in the third quarter for St. Louis. They trail by 16. McCarron from the gun. Offset back, given the football. Wayne Gallman swallowed up whole. 4 yards in the backfield, and Jacob Sykes said, "Nice to meet you. You're going to punt."
Stop by number 93, Jacob Sykes.
Sykes, mostly a backup on this Brahmas defense, only 11 tackles on the year coming into this game. But the former Harvard Crimson and UCLA Bruin making life tough there on third down. And St. Louis will go for it on fourth down from the 30-yard line, needing points. McCarron just gets the snap off in time, looks to throw, targeting Butler down the sideline. A miraculous one-handed grab and a first down and first and goal upcoming for the offensive player of the year, Akeem Butler. A sensational ladder climb for Butler at 6'6", taking on Derek Langford and reeling it in with just that big right python. A sigh of relief breathed by the St. Louis faithful. There is a heartbeat. And now the best team in the UFL in the red zone has control at the 3-yard line. First down off the left hash. McCarron hands off. Sailors working off his blocks, leaning forward down to the one.
Jacob Sailors, the ball carrier. Stopped by Beckett.
St. Louis in the red zone this year, 24 of 37. That is tops in the United Football League. What will Bruce Gradkowski draw up here? His side in need of not only points, but a boost in morale. 2 wide receivers, 1 to each side on second and goal. The give, Sailors leaning, stood up, not quite in, and a flag thrown late in the play. This could be a face mask. He leaned forward and got over top of Scott Nelson, but on the very last push toward the goal line, yes, I believe the hands of Jalen Tabor got caught up in Sailor's mask, and that's going to be first down and goal. Half the distance, of course, half of a yard is 18 inches, but it nonetheless gives St. Louis new life. Knocking on the door.
First and goal.
6:14 and ticking here in the third quarter. And the Battle Hawks seeking their first touchdown of the contest. Trailing 19-3. Sutherland in motion. Right to left. McCarron from the gun. McCarron wheels. Fires out to Sutherland. Reaches for the pylon. He got it over. Wait a minute. Are they going to say fumble? Sutherland had the ball knocked free. And they're going to say no touchdown. It looked as though Sutherland reached the ball across before the ball was knocked free. Let's see. Sutherland reached for the plane. Yes, that will be a touchdown. Tease Tabor came in and got the ball away late. The official at the pylon, I believe, just calling it safe there. Touchdown, Jake Sutherland, exactly what the doctor ordered for the St. Louis Battlehawks. And the former Moorhead State Eagle able to reach just in time to cross the plane. For Sutherland, his third touchdown of the season. Heavy red zone usage for the second year tight end for St. Louis. Decision time here for the Battlehawks as they will go for two. If they convert, they get within 8. If they do not, They stay down by 10, which would be a two-score game. From the five-yard line, tight splits for the receivers, one back in the shotgun. Pearson motions into the backfield. McCarron to Pearson. Pearson to throw for the end zone. Did Butler tap the toes? They say yes. I'm not sure he did, but they will rule it good. Ja'Cory Pearson on the double pass finds Akeem Butler in the corner. And St. Louis, at least for a moment, looks to have gotten back within eight. But I think this one will be waved off. The ball thrown a little bit too far toward the pylon for Butler to get both feet in bounds. That is what the pylon cam shows. Field side here in the dome at America Center. But two outstanding grabs for Akeem Butler. If it goes unchallenged, it will be an 8-point game. Lots more football to come in the XFL Conference Championship. St. Louis has a pulse. They trail San Antonio 19-11 on News Talk 98.9. So after an extensive video review, the two-point conversion overturned, incomplete to Hakeem Butler instead of converted. It is now a 10-point game rather than an 8-point game as San Antonio leads St. Louis. The kickoff from St. Louis's Sterling Hoffrichter, taken by Speedy Stevenson. He is out of bounds, shy of the 23-yard line. It'll make it for first and 10 for Chase Garbers and company for San Antonio. But the atmosphere electrified inside the dome at America Center as the point after touchdown conversion attempt looked for a moment good, but it fails because Butler did not tap the toes. It remains a 19-9 game despite the double pass attempt from Ja'Cory Pearson to the Offensive Player of the Year, Hakeem Butler, who has had a whale of a season for the St. Louis Battlehawks. San Antonio football, 5:49 remaining in the third quarter. They lead it 19-9, first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Garber's lost the football, wheeling out to the right side. It's still loose, and it's picked up by the Battlehawks, and it's run in for the touchdown. Peter Damoy-Penu. Euphoria for the Battlehawk faithful as they've scored twice in the last minute. Back from the dead come the League of Kaw. Garber is left shaking his head in disbelief on a first down snap that looked reasonably normal. He ranged to his left side and lost the football, and it was kicked around by a couple of different defenders before ultimately being picked up by Peter Damoy-Penu. Five sacks from his defensive line position, one forced fumble. That is the first fumble recovery for him this season for last year's XFL Defensive Player of the Year.